Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
We've got a debt deal. I know your life is so much different now. Well, Tony, if we had defaulted, everything would have come to an end. All of civilization, no. It would not have come to an end. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. The deal, as passed by the Senate, signed by Joe Biden, and actually not an awful speech by Biden. It's just there's no way he believes what he said, because everything else he has said shows that he doesn't believe what he says. We talk about how we put aside our differences, and we were able to work together, and we worked well with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, and his team. And you're like, what is this bit of kindness that we're hearing? We disagreed. We have fundamental disagreements, but we did this and we did that, and we came together because America needed us to do our job. And you're like, woo, good Lord. That's rare air you're hearing right there. But it indeed is that. Now, not everything about the speech that Biden gave, talking about this debt limit deal, was perfect.
No one, I promise, no one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes. But like most of you at home, I know the federal tax system isn't fair. That's why I kept my commitment, again, that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
First, the whole tax system is not fair. It's total madness. And I think the only way to make it fair is to get rid of all of it. Get rid of all of it. That's that. Get rid of the income tax. Now we'll have something that works. Now we'll have it. But does anybody believe him? Do you believe Joe Biden that you won't pay a penny more in income taxes? It wasn't believable when he first said it. It's not believable now, but he keeps repeating the thing. The only thing he has done in the last 72 hours that is different, maybe his last 96, he actually admitted that his son, Bo Biden, didn't die in Iraq but died of brain cancer, which is what happened. And it's awful. But every time you say he died in Iraq, he died in the war, it's super ugly. This was also an Oval Office address from Biden, which was the right place to do this. The right place to give that address was from the Oval. You gotta show that you gotta at least try and show that you're in charge. That would be the nice thing to do. So the debt limit deal is done. It is not a great deal. It's not the end of the world either. I would not have voted for the deal. I would have negotiated a different deal. And yes, I believe a different deal could have been negotiated. Someone could show me where I'm wrong. Someone could show me that wasn't the case. But it's done. And everybody left something to crow about. And our lives will be no different. They will still be spending way, way, way too much. That's what's coming. Now, DeSantis was in Iowa. Nikki Haley did a town hall. Pence and Christie are getting into the race this week. But I don't think any of that compares to what China is trying to do to the United States. All of those stories are coming up.